Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Mo Rocca has the lead. Peter, he has 4 points. Paula Poundstone has 3. Tom Baudet has 1.
Very good. Tom, you're in third place, so you're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. 3 college friends of Jokar Tsarnaev were arrested for hiding evidence connecting him to the blank.
The Boston Marathon bombing.
Right. On Thursday, President Obama traveled to blank for trade talks.
Mexico.
Right. On Thursday, construction crews put the final piece of the spire in place atop the building at the site of the blank.
The World Trade Center.
Right. Archaeologists announced this week that they found evidence showing settlers at Jamestown were forced to resort to blank.
Oh, eating each other.
Yeah, cannibalism. A Florida man was arrested Sunday for calling 911 and blanking.
Gosh, calling 911 and reporting himself.
No. He called 911 and asked for Kool-Aid, burgers, and weed, and he did that 80 times.
Could almost guess that with the Florida.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Turnout was high last weekend as high school kids in Wilcox County, Georgia, held their first ever integrated blank.
Prom.
Right. Less than 48 hours after he was released by the New York Jets, blank received an offer to quarterback for the Omaha Beef of the Champions Professional Indoor Football League.
Oh, and I hope he does it. Tim Tebow.
Right. Members of the Women's Institute in Britain made an embarrassing mistake when they blanked in honor of their guest speaker, a Somali piracy victim.
When they blanked in honor
of their speaker, a victim of Somali pirates.
When they, I have no idea.
When they dressed up as pirates.
Oh!
The woman heard they had a speaker coming to talk about pirates, so they went all out to make him feel welcome. Eye patches and hooks for hands and parrots on their shoulders. Turns out maybe not so appropriate for their speaker, a former hostage of Somali pirates. All was fine, though. The lady switched into their Somali pirate costumes and held them hostage until someone paid them $2 million. Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 13 points, and Tom has taken the lead.
Well done. All right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Paula, you're up next.
Yeah.
Fill in the blank. A Mississippi martial arts teacher was arrested this week for sending blank to President Obama and others.
Ricin.
Yeah. Administration officials said this week that President Obama is considering sending weapons to the rebels in blank.
Syria.
Right. For the first time since resigning and leaving for Castel Gandolfo, blank returned to the Vatican.
Oh, the old pope.
Yes. What was his name?
I just called him pope.
Yeah, I understand. It was Benedict.
Pope Benedict.
Yeah. Sherpas and climbers have come to a truce after the first known fight broke out this week on blank.
The top of Mount Everest.
Isn't it crazy? A British supermarket chain recalled bags of nuts from 29 stores because the label did not include the warning blank.
Includes nuts.
Exactly right. Rapper Chris Kelly, best known as being half of the kid rap group Blank, died Thursday at the age of 34.
Crisscross.
Yes, Crisscross. A team of New York entrepreneurs are hoping to capitalize on the Hooters business model by opening the city's first blank.
Bar/sperm bank. No, what? Just
the city's first...
Two birds with one stone, that's
right.
What I say.
The city's first sexy shoe shine.
Oh!
If you love the tasteless exploitation of Hooters and the antebellum exploitation of a good shoe shine, you'll love Starshine NYC, the world's first sexy shoe shine service. Say that 4 times fast. For just $7, a young lady in short shorts and a tank top will put a shine in your loafers, a spring in your step, and a stain on your dignity.
I'll tell you what, boy.
Carl, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. She's now tied for first place with Tom Baudet. Each has 13 points.
Okay. So how many, then, does Mo Rocca need to win?
5 correct answers.
5 indeed. All right, Mo, this is for the game.
Yes.
On Tuesday, President Obama said he would renew his efforts to close the prison camp at blank.
Guantanamo Bay.
Right. After the factory collapsed last week, Pope Francis condemned the work conditions for the victims in blank.
Bangladesh.
Yes. With Queen Beatrix's abdication on Tuesday, blank crowned their first king in more than a century.
The Netherlands.
Right. Billionaire Warren Buffett gained 1,000 followers a minute Thursday after joining blank.
Twitter.
Yes. A man found with crack cocaine in his pants pockets said that not only was the drugs not his, but blank.
The pants were not his.
Yes, exactly. What are they doing on me? With 13 nominations this week, the musical Kinky Boots is the front runner in this year's Blank Awards.
The Antoinette Perry Awards.
Oh, show off.
Extra point.
After putting up a profile on Match.com, Blank has received over 1,000 emails in response.
Horning Martha Stewart.
Yes, indeed. To improve their terrible test scores, an elementary school in Louisiana is going to blank.
They're going to move to another state.
No. Hello, Louisiana. They're going to import smarter kids from a different school.
Oh, okay.
Maridale
well, that's
Elementary.
Smart. That's how math works.
It is. Maridale Elementary has low test scores. Instead of bringing in new teachers, they decided to bring in smarter students. Says new third grader and Jeopardy champion Ken Jennings, I love my new school. I just wish my desk was bigger. Carl, did Mo do well enough to win?
He needed at least 5 correct answers. He had 7 correct
oh my
answers.
God.
So 18 points.
Mo Rocca is this week's champion. Thank you.